What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're down by 21 points, fourth and four. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the six-yard line. Hamlin hit him. And Tua down. Picked up the first. Split the seat.
Al Michaels last night. That was not good. The answer seems easy, I think, for most people on this one, I think. Hang it up. You're rich. You'll get your money. But I would bet you big money that it doesn't play out that way. Good morning, everybody. Washington wins if... coming up here in a few minutes, we'll have more smell test picks. The pick last night did not go well. Texas State, pick 'em. They lost by three. I mean, come on. The turnovers at the end, painful to watch that one go down because it felt like Denton during the course of the game that it would be the right side. Denton's got a full college football weekend preview. We'll talk a little Maryland, Virginia as well. They play in Charlottesville tomorrow night. Ben Standig will join us, and of course we'll have Skins, Giants predictions and NFL game-by-game preview and a lot more. Last night, by the way, as far as the game goes, look, Josh Allen he's an elite quarterback. It's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Lamar, I guess. And then we can talk about the next tier after that because I don't know that anybody approaches that level. But the truth is, last night, Josh Allen didn't have to do much. You know, there are games, and a lot of them in the NFL, that as the greatest sports talk host in the history of this town used to say, Ken Beatrice, more games are lost than won. And last night, Miami served it up on a platter. Three picks for Tua before he got knocked out in the game. Also, seven penalties. Buffalo had no turnovers and just one penalty on the night. They didn't have to do a whole hell of a lot. Although James Cook looked really good, not only as a runner, but on that catch and run for a touchdown. And the Bills have started off the season 2-0. You know, before this season started, Denton, remember, and it's only 2 weeks, but there were questions about the Bills. The Bills were a mystery team. I think a lot of people thought they would contend for a playoff spot, but for the first time in a while, they weren't the favorite to win the division. The Jets were. The Dolphins were a playoff team last year. The AFC was loaded. Steph Diggs was gone. They drafted a rookie in the second round at wide receiver, Keon Coleman, who's on my fantasy team. He did not have a catch last night. I don't even think he was targeted last night. And there was this thought that Buffalo could take a step back. The window had shut on them. They're off to a 2-0 start. Look, they were down 14 in the opener to Arizona, came back and won, and now they've got two wins with 65 points in two games. And they've got a guy at quarterback. They've got one of the guys at quarterback. 2 weeks in, lot more football to go, clearly. They have Jacksonville next week, and then the Sunday night game in week four is Buffalo at Baltimore. And by the way, after that, they've got Houston on the road and the Jets on the road. They actually have four road games in their first six, with three of them in a row at Baltimore, at Houston, at the Jets, end of September through early October. What did you think of the game last night?
Well, I felt bad for Tua. I don't know what he was doing lowering his shoulder. I mean, if there's one guy
he was competing.
He was competing, but you got to be smart. Like, especially him, given his head injury history. Like, you can't lower your shoulder. You know, what's interesting about Buffalo, though, is, like, their offense didn't really play exceptional last night. And they still hung 31. Now, that's a lot easier when Tua, when he's playing, is throwing three picks and one of those is a pick six. But, you know, I'm excited to see as the season progresses. This might be the first time, Kevin, in what feels like, I don't know, we've been calling for this for 3 or 4 years, to where they're actually going to rely on the run game. I thought James Cook was very good last night.
He's really turned into a good back.
He has, right? And he's the brother of Dalvin Cook. He's not quite Dalvin at his prime, but James Cook is really good. I love Ray Davis. I've loved Ray Davis for a while. He came out of Kentucky. He's an awesome dude, so I love seeing him be successful at the NFL level. But it's going to be really, when they start to play teams like a Baltimore, as you said, maybe with Jacksonville. I don't know what Jacksonville's offense is going to look like, but it will be interesting to see when they play teams with capable offenses, what they are going to do offensively. I think it'll be much more of a running attack. Now, Miami obviously has a capable offense, but regardless of like the Tua injury, we all kind of understand that Miami in big games and primetime games, not good. Not like they've never been good with the Tua Mike McDaniel thing. They're not good in primetime.
Look, they're very lucky to be 1-1, but let's face it. I mean, through 8 days, 7 days. So we're 7 days into the season, and we see what we see every year, and that is this is a league of attrition. And at the quarterback spot, most importantly, seasons and then eventually the playoff matchups are dictated by you having a really good quarterback and then keeping that really good quarterback healthy. Jordan Love, lost for a few weeks minimum, will impact a team that everybody thought would be a playoff team this year. And Miami, who was a playoff team last year, also a contender to be a playoff team this year, probably done. Now, what will they do without Tua? And I know a lot of people were critical of Tua's performance last week against Jacksonville and Tua's performance in the playoff game, you know, at Arrowhead and six, you know, degree below zero temps. What will they do? Well, they can't go with Skylar Thompson and expect to be, you know, a playoff contender. I would think that Ryan Tannehill should be a possibility. I think this is the kind of opportunity that Ryan Tannehill has been holding out for. You know, I was listening to some stuff this morning. It does seem like there were some options in the offseason for Ryan Tannehill, but he decided to play it this way and wait for a contender, perhaps losing somebody in the summer or in the preseason, or now, in Miami's case, a good football team that needs a quarterback to kind of guide them to a postseason berth. I would think it's going to be Tannehill, right? Who else is out there?
I don't know if anybody really is out. Like, Tannehill, I heard a Packers fan saying the same thing once it was confirmed that Jordan Love was going to be out for a number of weeks. I don't know that there's – let me pull up the list of free agent quarterbacks, active free agent quarterbacks. I don't know that there's anybody more trustworthy right now than Ryan Tannehill. Maybe Snoop Huntley, who was released in Cleveland, like he might be around.
Is he around still? No, I think he's on a roster.
No, well, he was cut in Cleveland.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
You're talking about the UCLA quarterback.
Yeah, that was a Pro Bowler a couple years ago in Baltimore. He only played 4 games, but he was a Pro Bowler still.
All right. Look, you mentioned, you know, the Cook and the Ray Davis thing. In 2 games, Josh Allen has only thrown 42 passes. All right, he was 13 of 19 last night. He was 18 of 23 in the win over Arizona. And we may be seeing something different. By the way, him being a part of the rushing attack, although he really wasn't last night necessarily. He was in the first game against Arizona. But just relying on being able to run the football, at least against their first two opponents. I would also mention that Curtis Samuel, who, you know, during the offseason, we were thinking, well, with no Stephon Diggs, I mean, Curtis Samuel could be quite a weapon for Buffalo. And it may turn out that he ends up being that. He's got 3 catches in 2 games for 18 yards on 4 targets. I don't even know what his snap count is. He was out there enough, but he has not developed into a favorite target yet for Josh Allen in these first 2 games. But again, there haven't been the pass attempts from Buffalo that would perhaps result in more opportunities for Curtis Samuel. All right, well, that puts a wrap on Thursday Night Football. You know, Tua, it's so so hideous to watch that. We've seen that a couple of times with him, and you know, we saw it a few years ago when he went back into a game. And you know, the irony of the hit last night obviously was that DeMar Hamlin, you know, was involved in the hit, which was really kind of almost initiated by Tua.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.